With the holidays fast approaching, children all around the country have begun drafting up their letters to Santa. We've got the latest on all of this year's must-have gifts, plus what to get for your one cousin who's obsessed with militias. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We'll be back right after I move my car.
Hey, I still have 5 minutes on the meter an hour ago. What are you doing?
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Christmas. It happens every year, and we're powerless to stop it. So in order to give our listeners a head start on their Christmas shopping, we're joined today by OPR consumer trend analyst Ed Lambert, who's going to run us through what he predicts will be the hottest toys for the holiday season. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Of course. Happy to be here, Leslie.
Now, of course, there's no greater joy than seeing the smiling face of a child full of anticipation as they excitedly unwrap their gifts on Christmas morning. So what do you think will be the most popular toy that parents should try to nab before they all sell out?
Without a doubt, the Lego Stranger Things Upside Down set. This 2,200-piece set comes with 8 mini figurines, and once constructed, can be flipped over to reveal an entirely new second world.
Ooh.
Priced at $220, my daughter Michaela's new stepdad Eric will most likely buy this for her in order to make me look bad, since he knows I certainly can't afford it. Not after my nasty divorce with Michaela's mother wiped out all my savings.
Ouch.
You see, Eric's an investment banker, while I am a 41-year-old man who has to make blood plasma donations to supplant my meager income as a freelance consumer trend analyst, whatever the fuck that means.
Wow, that sure sounds emasculating. I wonder if Eric would take a look at my assets.
Well, I could too.
Yeah, but Eric's a guy who's in the know. You have your own thing. Anyway, what other toys do you think will be making a big splash this holiday season?
I would say the Hover One scooter. A rechargeable, easy-to-use electric scooter that I'm sure Eric has already pre-ordered for Michaela so he can rub my face and how my alcoholism and gambling addiction led me to lose custody of my firstborn child.
Yeah.
Either that or the Build-A-Bear stuffing station, a DIY teddy bear making kit that Eric will also give to her in order to subtly shame me for abandoning my patriarchal duties. I can just see it now. Michaela will open them, scream in excitement, and run to give Eric a big hug.
Meanwhile, you haven't been hugged by her in months.
She's scared of me, Leslie. She's scared of me because I often lose my temper and scream at her.
Man, the way you project your shortcomings onto your daughter instead of dealing with them like a normal adult is, well, pretty horrifying. Do you have a therapist?
Obviously not.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked. Now, are there any overall toy trends parents might want to be attuned to when figuring out what to get their kids?
Well, video games, for one. It's been a huge year for the PlayStation 5.
Which you probably can't afford either.
Well, I could, perhaps, if I didn't waste my limited financial resources on showering my 19-year-old girlfriend with gifts out of a desperate fear that she too will leave me.
Yeah.
You see, we met online, and although we haven't met in person yet, I do think things could be going somewhere.
Wow, your utter impotence is astounding.
Regardless, Eric got Michaela the PlayStation right after my ex-wife gained full custody, so it's not really a financial burden for me. It's the $60 games that can really drain a man's finances. So I'll just let Michaela play with Eric on the flat-screen 64-inch television he has in the living room of his three-story mansion, where she'll be begging to return to when she's forced to spend a few hours on Christmas Day with me in my sad studio apartment that has no decoration and is littered with empty Healthy Choice frozen food containers.
Oh, Jesus. Look, Ed, I want to help you. Really, I do. So let's just say you're a grossly, fiscally irresponsible person like yourself. What's an affordable gift that you can get that your kid will still like?
Well, there's the Harry Potter invisibility cloak, which is only $50. It's a polyester robe that pairs with an exclusive app that can make you look invisible, which I might as well be to Michaela ever since her and her mother left our house in the middle of the night. A surely harrowing experience for both of them that I didn't notice until 2 days later since I was on a bender. Eric already bought that for Michaela's birthday, though.
Man, this Eric seems like a great guy. I can see why she'd love him more.
God, what have I done? I should have been there for her dance recitals or her tennis matches or soccer or whatever one she does. But now I might never have the chance. I'm such a fucking failure.
Oh, no, Ed. No, 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 no. It's okay, but don't forget you had many chances to turn it all around. And we here at Onion Public Radio are going to give you endless opportunities to debase yourself on our show for millions of listeners. So you can always count on that.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for having me on, man. I really need the cash.
Oh, speaking of that, now that the holidays are winding down, we're actually going to be significantly cutting your hours.
Wait, what?
Ed, it's a recession. What, do you need me to call up Eric and have him explain it to you?
Oh, come on, man.
All right, we'll talk about this off air. This has been an OPR Consumer Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Material possessions like toys aren't the only things that could bring you joy. News can, too. So here's what else you need to consume today. Quite a discovery for the future of food today, as Singapore has announced government approval of the world's first ever lab-grilled chicken. This advancement has been years in the making, as it took researchers a considerable amount of time to perfect the chemical compound in the dry rub. But officials from the Singapore Food Agency have officially declared the lab-grilled chicken safe for human consumption and claim that you might not even be able to tell the difference between it and the real thing. And a fascinating announcement from the world's leading evolutionary biologists today, who have confirmed that, yep, you do not want to know what humans will look like in 200 years. Yikes. And finally, it was quite a run for our nation's 45th president, but it seems it all might be coming to an end. It was close to the president to reporting that a teary-eyed Trump is finally accepting his election defeat today after watching a photographic slideshow chronicling his presidency that was set to Vitamin C's graduation, Friends Forever. I'm sure he's made a lot of memories over the last 4 years and friends that will last a lifetime. So don't cry because it's over, Mr. President. Smile because you got away with it. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The Topical is produced by a wonderfully talented group of writers, reporters, producers, and editors. And because Christmas is next week, I have a very special surprise announcement for all of them. That's right. All next week, we'll be producing and airing brand new episodes of everyone's favorite daily news podcast, The Topical. So be sure to tune in next week to hear what all my little news elves will be toiling away at throughout the holidays, because bringing you all joy is what brings us joy. And I think I speak for everyone here at OPR who won't be seeing their families this year. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you all right back here on Monday for another week of The Topical.
It's a Christmas miracle!